KD2 AIT listening. You there? You out there, Dan? N2OIQ? Okay, Wednesday is usually Dan's night to do the net, so I'm going to give him a minute or two here. And he might have had something else to do, but if he doesn't show up, I'll pick up the net. This is KD2 AIT waiting for N2OIQ. Okay, well, I don't think he's going to show up tonight. Give him one more shout. N2OIQ, do you copy? This is KD2 AIT.
Hi, Jeff. I'm here. I just think I was doing something on the computer. I look at my watch. Oh, my God. Faster than that. Okay, very good. Thanks.
All right, no problem. Go for it. It's KD2 AIT.
Good evening. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Net. My name is Dan. The net is held each evening at 9 p.m. on Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeaters, 146.655 millihertz. Repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville and Jackson Hill. This is from one that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? Hearing none. Are they portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations with the check-in? Please call now. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Light Service Net. I will now take any Echo Link stations, if there is any. Okay, I'll take all regular members and guests. Please call N2OIQ.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
WX2BJR.
KA2YDC. Okay, I got KA2, excuse me. KC2WI, KD2AIT, WX2PJR, and KA2YDC. Okay, we'll go back to top list. KC2WI, Gaming Pete, how is everything with you this evening?
Oh, good evening, Dan, everyone on the net. I just about missed it here. I'm doing some things on the computer. Actually, I'm studying skis and ski skins and what to do with my, what to do for replacement skis, and reading some posts on dotalk.com and, trying to figure out whose pictures are really of what and so on. And then I realized it was a couple minutes after 9, so we flipped over here. And I don't know, not too much news. Was up in the Adirondacks, Long Lake over the weekend, and back and forth a couple times Saturday and Sunday from there to Lake Pleasant, and then came back last night. Roads were clear, was nice. Everything was dry, and got up this morning, and of course we had the slushy snow, and then now the rain. So anyway, I'm going to probably call, maybe watch an hour of TV. And then call tonight. I guess it's just going to be a work day tomorrow. I was going to go on the Lewis County legislators' snowmobile ride, but there weren't enough people. I guess they canceled that. Probably would have canceled it anyway with all this rain, which is just as well for me. I got lots of work to do. So that's the scoop here, and we'll talk to everybody later. KC2WI.
Okay, very good, Pete. I'm going to report there this evening and stuff. Yeah, I just looked out here a few minutes ago. It's I don't know if it actually rain or if it's, I think it's turned to snow. But we got, 34 degrees here at the present time. I think that's what I had an hour ago, too. But anyways, this morning, I measured we had, 2.5 inches of snow this morning. I know, I woke up during the night, I don't know even what time it was, but it was raining out pretty hard, raining hard because I got hit ticking on the roof. And then, I don't know, later on, I don't know what time, it was 2:30, 3 o'clock, he got to the bathroom and I went to turn the outside light on, and it was snowing like a son of a gun. Yeah. It was really snowing, those flakes were big, you know, so, but anyways. Got up this morning, like I say, I had 2.5 inches of rain, and it was wet shit, stuff, really wet, and it's hard to shovel, but I'm glad that they weren't any more than what they were. But anyways, so. Okay, very good, Pete, thanks a lot for checking in this evening with Kirby. You will go to KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. How's everything with you this evening?
And to OIQ, good evening, this is KD2AIT. Not bad here, we had to work today, of course, just like every other weekday, and I did some work on the that piece of furniture I'm restoring, slowly but surely. I think that's going to be probably another 20, 25 days before I get that done, but it's I only get about an hour and a half on it at night, so I guess that isn't too bad. Not much else going on here. We got like a heavy snow here, like a heavy wet snow coming down, and it looks like it could add up quick if it keeps going like this, but I don't know what it's supposed to do here tonight. Anyway, that's about it. So N2IQ, this is KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listening.
Yeah, okay, very good, Jeff, and your report this evening. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's supposed to snow overnight, but I don't know how, maybe 1 to 3 inches, maybe. I'm not even sure. Then tomorrow it's supposed to warm up and turn back to rain, I believe. But anyways, time will tell. Time will tell. It's that time of year, you don't know what you're going to get for sure. But anyways, I know that the warm temperatures here in the last 2-3 days, and with the rain here today, but the old snow banks are dropping right down in pretty good shape. So. Okay, very good, Jeff. Talk to you later. WX2 PJR, good evening, Paul. And how was everything with you this evening?
Good evening, Dan. Everybody on the board. 34 degrees. A little light snow out there. Got 78 hundredths of an inch of rain today. That was impressive. Anyways, pressure 29.47 and falling. But other than that, not much else went on today. Kinda just sitting here, messing with the computer, listening to radios and everything else. So, with that said, pass it back to you and have a good one. WXCPJL.
Okay, very good, Bob. Very good. Yeah, I just kept mine right gauge, an electronic one here. I had a half an inch of rain today. It was rain and probably snow in there too that melted down, so. But, it was when it rained, it was pretty steady. So, anyways. Yeah, tonight, 10 o'clock on, A&E is new season for the Duck Dynasty. That's a crazy show. I like to watch that. So I'll probably watch that at 10 o'clock if I don't fall asleep first. So, okay, very good, Paul. Very good. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, not control for the Black Revised Service Net. We're going to K2YDC. Charlie up there, up way up north. Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Assembled. Not much going up here in the town of Fife. Just waiting for the net to start there, and my wife's upstairs helping my son. I think he's changing his bed into taking one that he had outside inside and changing the one he was sleeping in. So he just moved back here a couple days ago. So things the way he likes it, I guess. But, let's see. Other than that, nothing going on. It was snowing earlier. I'm assuming it still is. But, so it feels good to be having some heat though. I went without it for like 2 weeks, so kind of nice to have heat back in the house. That's always good. And I guess that's it from here. So you take care, and this is KA2YDC. Back to that.
You're very good, Charlie. Very good. So, hey, I just want to let you know, I know I listen to you on the Lavo net every night, and I listen on you on this one here every night, and for some reason or other, you come into this repeater a whole lot better than you do the Lavo repeater. For what reason, I don't know, and this repeater here is a lot further away from you, but anyways, but you sound a lot better on this one here than on the Lavo one. So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. Anyways, I'll probably get my tank here filled here. I wouldn't surprise they come here another day or two. And, surprise. I don't know how much I did use. I don't even dare look. So, anyways, we'll find out when they fill it. And they used to make the gallons that you use, the price of it per gallon, what scares you. So, keep it really good, Charlie. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening, and we'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Advice Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins for the net this evening. Please call now.
KC2YDC reject.
KC2YDC reject, go ahead.
I know that there I don't get a signal on the Lavo machine. Now, way back when it was higher up on the pole or a different spot, I used to get it almost full scale. So just something between me and Lavo that wasn't there before or something. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I get this one just like it was next door. But Lavo, it's right. I mean, I thought it might be my machine or my radio was like half off frequency or something, but I put it one side or the other and I don't hear it at all. And just where I hear it is where I get into it right now. It's just, I don't know what, something happened, but I haven't been able to get a signal out of it. A long time there, but when I first got into the 2 meters there and stuff, I used to, when it was on the other frequency way back, I got it almost full scale up here. So I don't know what happened between now and then, but everybody mentions that they hear me better on this one than they do on the Belleville. But don't understand it, but there you go.
K2YDC. Okay, yeah, there could be a couple of things here, Charlie, because I know the tower that we were on before, and the tower on now, we're on the same tower, but they put new tower that we're on, but the other one was the original one was in the same location. But the antenna, I don't know if it's the same height it was on the other one or not. Pete would know, because I think he was involved in that a little bit when they put the antenna back on the tower. If it's a different height on the tower, well, I don't know. That could be part of the problem. So anyways. Okay, very good. Very good, Charlie. You have a good evening, and keep warm. This is N2OIQ. Do we have any other check-ins for the net this evening, or any comments or queries for the net? Please call now.
N2WB it.
N2WBX. Is that correct? Go ahead.
Yeah, that is correct. It's November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. His name is Dennis. About 5 miles to the east of the village of Boonville. We got pretty much nothing going on here. We have 32.6 degrees, 97% humidity, and a barometer of 29.51, and pretty steady. We had 0.65 inches of rain today, And right now, I just stuck my nose out the door. It doesn't look like it's doing too much of anything. So, just want to check in, give you the count, and wish everybody on the net 7-3. Take care. Okay, very good, Dennis. Very good. So you around here all the time, or are you at camp? Because that's the first time I've heard you on here. Or are you a new ham, or you just moved in, or what? What's the deal there? Go ahead. Okay, well, that's quite a bunch of questions to answer. No, I'm not a new ham. I've been licensed for about 17 years. I just upgraded through the Rome Radio Club, upgraded to General back around, I guess, just before the 18th of February. No, I spend half of my time down in New York City, down in Brooklyn, and the other half my time up here in camp, just outside of the village of Boonville. So I jump on when I can, and most of the time I stay pretty quiet because I used to be an air traffic controller, and my military training was such that we don't use the frequency unless we actually have something to say, because there might be somebody out there that has an emergency or has something of importance to transmit. So that doesn't leave me all that long. So I just kind of lay back and listen to the freak more than anything else. Over. Okay, like Dennis, I'm sorry I had too many questions that day there for sure, but I just kind of wondering, you know. But anyways, but you spend a lot of your time in New York City, and then you come up to the camp stuff, so. Okay, very good. Well, you're welcome to get in any time you want if you're up here, you know. Throughout, there's a few people out here throughout the day also, but it's kind of quiet. It's kind of only at net time, so. So, Dennis, you're very welcome to come in anytime. So, talk to you later. Have a good night. And talk to you later. This is N2OYQ, not control. Do we have any other stations I'd like to check in this evening?
WA2OFK.
WA2OFK, N2OYQ. Hi, Harry. How you doing this evening?
Well, I do better if this, so you just quit the stalling and this raining and get rid of the snow, I'd feel a lot better. I don't know, the winter's hanging on, but any day wants to leave, it's free to go. Other than that, we're about 33 degrees here. We're working on a few projects in the computer room. This is WA2FK, back to net control.
Oh, very good, Harry. Very good. Yeah, spring's around the corner, they say. So we'll have to see what happens. Anyways. Hey, do you, I know you used to years ago, but I don't know if you do anymore, on HF early in the morning there, and you used to get on the, the New England weather thing there. I think that's what it was. Do you still get on it anymore or not, Harry?
No, I don't anymore. I used to go on the New England weather that. Right to the East Coast weather net, 5:30, off the old 80-meter rig, and 5:30 every morning I gave the weather information here, because we're just east of Lake Ontario. The repeat is located on what was my farm at one time, part of my farm. It got nice elevation and pretty good view all the way around. So that's about it. I stayed for about 20 years, and that gradually I phased back out of the weather. WA2FK.
Hey, very good, Harry. I didn't know if you had any, if you'd done any more or not, but hey, I remember when you lived up on the hill there for sure. Yeah, so. Okay, very good, Harry. Have a good evening. You and Gene will talk to you another time. This is N2OYQ. I'm looking for any further check-ins or any comments or any queries for the now. Call now.
WB2RUQ.
Yeah, WB2RUQ. John, good evening. How's everything with you this evening? Is it raining down your way?
to OIQ, WB2OIU. I got to get your call down, Dan. This is WB2RUQ. I'm down here, for those who don't know, in the valley named after Henry Hudson. And it's about 40 degrees, been raining all day. We had some ice and sleet this morning, but that kind of went away. And they say we may get some snow before after midnight. And I believe up in the Catskills, which I could see right from the house, they're due to get between 6 and 12 inches up there. So it's kind of a messy weather condition, Dan. But being retired, I can sit here and watch it. So it's WB2RUQ.
Yeah, that's same here, John, retired. I had 38 years then when I retired. It's almost, I've done a month and I'll be 4 years. Holy smokes. Don't seem possible, but it is. But anyways. I got this thing. I can sit up here in the morning. If it's storming, to sit here and look out the window, says, boy, thank God I ain't got out in that. So that's a good feeling, I tell you, for sure. I did that a long time, though, going to work in the snowstorms. No fun. Boss would say, I would be storming here like crazy. He said, well, here, I'm in sunshine. I said, yeah, right. Yeah, and so I'd go to work. Yeah, further I went in, north, the worse it got. And I told the boss, don't ever tell me that again. I almost got an accident, and so, anyways. Bill Holt, you remember Bill? But John?
Oh, yeah, I remember Bill. And by the way, Dan, it may have been 38 years ago, but I remember when you were hired. And, Vector, you work with me, and I loved working with you. You were great to work with. But in fact, I was employee number 13 at Kraft and number 6 when I left. And, by the way, Bill's still alive, or what's Bill doing, if you don't mind my asking, WB2RUQ.
Sorry to say, John, I think he passed away about a year and a half ago. I'm not sure what kind of problems he had, but he passed away. Anyways, I went to the calling hours and stuff for him, and it was sad. It was sad. Stump Card, he's still going. The last I knew, but he lives down in Texas now. And it's been about 40 years. Oh Jesus, 42 years ago we worked together. At least that. Yeah, I remember that in the 200 area. Oh boy. Yeah, fun place, for sure. Okay, John, hey, we'll talk to you later, and it was nice talking to you here on the net. So this is N2OIQ. Back to you. Any comments?
Yeah, Dan, that was those were good times. And like I said, I really enjoyed working with you. You were always good. And nothing else here. Like I said, just to join the evening. All goes well. My wife and I have to run to Kingston about mid-morning or midday tomorrow. I'll probably grab a bite to eat and head back down to Modena. And I caught the gentleman who goes back and forth to Brooklyn. And I worked in Manhattan for about 7 years when I worked for Philips, a Dutch electronics company. I was on 42nd and Park right across from Grand Central Station. So that worked out nice. I actually loved working in New York. Believe it or not, it's a great city. All right, Dan, catch up with you. It's always good hooking up with you. This is WB2RUQ.
Yeah, same here, John. Same here. Yeah, it was a lot of fun working with you also. And, and it's nice talking to you also. So have a good evening, John. Talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, not control. Do you have any other check-ins or any any comments or anything, please call now. Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. We had really nice night here this evening. And so that's good. That's good. One new one I haven't heard in here in some time. And some of the regulars, so really good night this evening. So this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black River Ice service net and return the repeater to other amateurs. Sally Trees and Goding Dahl, N2OIQ care.
KOJ for Upton, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Late session, the session of Upton being held, as it's the only session now, being held over on the 14517. Are there any stations like to check in with or without traffic?
KC2WI, no traffic.
N2WBX, no traffic.
Okay, we have KC2WI, and that last station was at N2WBX. Did I get that right?
That's correct. Whiskey Bravo X-ray, over.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? This is KB2KOJ. KJ2Q, hi Jen, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? Anyone else like to check in? This is KB2KOJ for Octane. Okay, final call for Octane, four stations, with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. Want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all on frequency. Hope you all have a good evening. KB2KOJ, correct.
N2WBX, KC2WI.
KC2WI, N2WBX, go.
Yeah, I heard you mention on the Black River Valley Service Net there, you said you were a former controller in the military and don't talk unless you have something to say, and I picked up on that because I'm a Air Force Mars station as well, and you know, we're supposed to do the same thing, and of course if you read it, whatever it is, ACP, whatever it is, you know, that's a good ComSec is don't say anything if you don't have anything to say, you know. So I just wondered if you were ever in Mars or interested, over.
Negative. I was never in Mars. I was enlisted during 64 to 68, and during that period of my life, I wasn't involved in amateur radio at all. So, in fact, at that point in my life, I was more concerned with trying to learn the craft of air traffic control and trying to get it all right. So, I didn't get into the ham radio until I was actually in my, probably up in my 30s or early 40s. Over.
Okay. Well, thought I'd ask, and I don't know if you would have any interest in it or not. I kind of like doing it. I was never in the military. I was active for a long time in Civil Air Patrol, and I'm still a member, but they changed all their rules and regulations as far as communications and so on, so we kind of got a little discouraged there, and now I'm not anywhere near any of the Central New York squadron, so I sort of maintain the membership just because I know other people, but I'm about ready to, you know, quote-unquote retire. It sounds kind of funny, but I guess I've been in it long enough, rather than keeping, you know, paying them. But Mars is nice, Air Force Mars in my case, but, you know, you could join any branch. You know, we don't do what they used to do, which is all the morale, health and welfare, you know, messages from the troop stuff. It's pretty much, you know, that's gone away. They got all kinds of methods of doing that between the internet and phones and all that. So we sort of have an emergency communications kind of mission, and you know, it's pretty much a standby role, but they were active during Sandy. We had, I don't know, 2 or 3 days pretty much. It was one of those sort of monitor and assist, minimize kind of net. But, you know, we did a few things. Over.
Right. Back when I was in, as I said, this was 64 to 68, that was the big deal with Mars. It was being able to get messages back to the real world while we were over in Vietnam. Actually, I suppose anywhere throughout the world, but Vietnam was hot at the time. And without them doing messaging, I'm really kind of ignorant of what they would be doing now. What are they doing? Over.
Oh, well, there's a few cool things. Air Force Mars actually has a phone patch net, and it's a 24/7 operation. And they do phone patches from military, you know, aircraft, or you know, in an emergency, it could be from a ground unit too. But mostly it's a aircraft, and they do either operational, no, obviously non-classified stuff. I mean, I don't have any fancy equipment. I don't have a beam. I don't have an amplifier. You know, but so that's kind of the requirement. But they'll call wherever they're flying to and say, hey, we're gonna, you know, this is our ETA or whatever. Sometimes maybe they can't get them on the radio, you know, the normal way for whatever reason. They'll just get on the Mars phone patch net and they call for, you know, Mars, and they'll say, we need to call a DSN number such and such, and they patch them through, and it's like, yeah, this is, you know, whatever, and we're wherever. Whatever they can say that's not, you know, classified, and you know, or you know, where do you want us to park the airplane when we land, or whatever it is. So they do that, and they also people will do a you know, phone home kind of message from the airplane. So they do that to their, you know, spouses and stuff like that. So that's a sort of an ongoing mission. They have they used to have a net they called space support or something. Now they kind of got rid of that, and they have a mission support net, which is another sort of standby on the frequency thing, which would be for any sort of action going on, whether it's you know, they used to do a lot with the shuttle, but since we don't have the shuttle, they got rid of that net, but there's basically an equivalent. And then they have a Air Force. Here they have a morning and an evening net every day. It's just basically a sort of a, you know, check-in training net. And then they have well, like I said, during Sandy there were some deployed stations and military stations. They're starting to sort of reactivate some of the base stations, like Hancock Air National Guard Base is active, and a couple of the others. And when they deployed out people out to Long Island or wherever for Sandy, they had a Mars station down in the command center in wherever it was, and I guess there was another Mars contingent down, or a couple people, whatever, military, down in, I think, New Jersey somewhere. So that's what they do. No, like, you know, they're not handling thousands of messages like the old days, or like, I guess some of the old guys would say, the good old days. But it's still there, and it's kind of nice if you like the sort of the military discipline stuff, and it's, you know, like anything else, it's a backup, standby, secondary kind of thing that Mars stations can check into, and then during some actual event, you'd have whatever military stations need, you know, can need communications, it's an option for them. Over.
Roger, that's interesting. I wasn't aware that they were involved in so much as far as the emergency comms were concerned. And I got to tell you, my old days weren't that good.
No, I'm saying the, I think a lot of the Mars guys, you know, that back in whatever, the 60s or 70s or before the, you know, the modern stuff, they had, you know, they could spend hours and hours and hours on the radio handling Mars grants. Whereas now, you know, to some degree, it seems like, well, you know, what's the point of being here? But it is you don't have that, you know, you're not having thousands of messages that you've got to handle on a daily basis. So it's not the same organization, but it's a lot of it is pretty much just, you know, prepare and practice kind of stuff. But they have been active. There was a Mars service, a Mars station in Haiti when they went down there, and various operators from the various branches of Mars went down there, and I guess that was a big deal as far as some of the communications they did there. And you know, it is not the old Mars, and it is they're still sort of working out the details of how to do it. They're really pushing for tri-service standard operating procedure, and for the most part, like I could check into an Army MarsNet or the Navy Marine Corps is a little different. What their whole procedures, they have a little more restrictions on what non-Navy guys can check into. I haven't done it in a long time. We have some occasionally on the Air Force nets. We have an Army or Navy Marine station check in, and actually at the base support team at Hancock Field, it's Air Force and Army, and I'm not sure there's anyone Navy guys there, but you know, it's sort of whoever's there to help out. So if you're interested, I can send you more information or whatever.
Where is Hancock Field? I vaguely remember that while I was back in the old days when I was working. Was that Chicopee Falls, Mass?
Well, I don't know. I mean, whatever was there, you know, then. And if you haven't been there, I haven't really been there that much. When I was in Syracuse, I used to, you know, with CAP, I used to go over there more because we had CAP meetings there. We had an office. We had, and we used to go, and they still do. The CAP's still there, but we have, we go over there on their UTA Saturdays. And, but now they have a building, a comm building, and we have a Mars station there. It's nothing real fancy. It's probably not like, you know, the old things in the 60s where they had really big Mars stations with big beams and all that stuff. But we do have a Mars station. We have a nice little room there, and we have some stuff, and we got some antennas on the roof. I think just probably, I can't remember. Well, there's a VHF, UHF, and there's a maybe a couple wire, you know, dipole kind of things. We don't have any big beams up there, but very good working relationship with them there. To a large extent, because of the Jim Edmonds, who was really big in the CAP when we were active there, and you know, we've got very good relationships on the base and so on and so forth. So I can't hardly even describe it to you. And if you haven't been on, you know, at Hancock in a long time, a lot of the old stuff is gone, and there's a lot of nice new buildings there.
Yeah, but what was the physical location? Where was Hancock located? Over.
Oh, okay. It's on the south side of the airport in Syracuse. Off, what the heck is the name of that road? I go there, and I don't even...